Two very significant, it's just occurred to me, two very significant Mr. Rogers in my life. The first was Fred Rogers, who I had the pleasure of flying into Pittsburgh at their public broadcasting and to his set, if you will, his neighborhood, and did a television show with him so many years ago when I was in Toledo. And then this Mr. Rogers, it happens to be Mike Rogers, the veteran, former FBI agent, chairman of the U.S. Intelligence Committee, businessman, and, oh, by the way, a Republican Senate candidate, who I also appreciate and respect greatly. And, in fact, I just had, by happenstance, have run into Mike Rogers, his lovely wife, Christy, a couple of times in the last few weeks. It's been my pleasure, Mike, and it's good to have you on the program again.
Paul, it's always my pleasure to bump into you, and I'm always wanting to be your neighbor, for sure.
Thank you for that. Well, you're a good neighbor. That's another story we'll share another time. I do need your expertise in this, and you have it on a federal and international level, and I want to hear what you have to say as to what just happened. We have Iran announcing they're going to attack Israel, giving Israel every bit of time they possibly can to get ready. And then they send over 200-300 drones and missiles and whatever that are literally lit up so they can be seen as they come and blown out of the sky. What in the world is going on?
Well, can I back up for one second and tell you
sure.
how we got here?
Yeah.
So when the Biden administration got in, they did a couple of disastrous things. And they
what a set surprise.
The tone, yeah, exactly. For us to be entangled in the Middle East versus being engaged in the Middle East. And so they've gotten this argument, if you will, a diplomatic argument with Saudi Arabia. So they did two things. They said, guess what? We're going to stop your ability to go after the Houthis on their border in Yemen. And the Houthis are a proxy for Iran, and they were shooting missiles into Saudi Arabia. And the Biden administration said, nope, you're not going to allow. We're not going to allow you to do that. And not only that, but we're going to take Yemen off of the terrorist list. At the same time, they allowed Iran, the Biden administration, allowed Iran to go ahead and get oil into the market, which meant billions of dollars of cash to Iran, which ended up in the Houthis and Hezbollah and Hamas and some of the Shia militias in Iraq. And then on top of that, you had the disastrous pullout in Afghanistan that just showed that the administration is prone to mistakes. How about that? I'll be very charitable.
Yeah, you're being very kind.
And what happened is all of those decisions had real consequences. And it leads up to the fact that Iran said that they were going to attack Israel, we should have gone nuts. We should have at least made them think twice about this. And I'll tell you why. Israel didn't attack Iran. They attacked Iranian proxies, well, their Quds Force, which is their CIA and special forces combined, in Syria, planning attacks with Hezbollah to come after Israel. I know that sounds complicated, but all of that stirring of that pot happened from bad decision after bad decision after bad decision, and it got us exactly where we are today. And if, this is the big one, and I saw the headline today, if the Biden administration actually gave them a wink and a nod to launch an attack unprecedented, they've never attacked Israel before, Iran, then we have a huge problem. Because now you've opened it up to every proxy group out there to say, I have a grievance, I'm going to attack Israel. This is really mind-blowingly bad, and we didn't have to be here. That's the crazy thing about it.
Well, that is crazy, and we shouldn't be, but we are. And Israel, on their own, April 1st, they attacked an area they generally – it's, you know, rules in war are ridiculous because it's war and it's horrific, and to have rules means that you have some kind of semblance of courtesy to each other makes no sense, but they attacked a diplomatic compound traditionally exempt from hostilities, and they went after targets that were seniority-wise very high up there. And this is kind of new. which is why then Iran said, well, we're going to attack. But everything since then has been kind of ridiculous. I doubt very much Israel announced that they were going to attack this diplomatic area in Syria. And yet everything else since then has been announced so that everyone can get ready for it. And they didn't really attack Israel in a way one would have guessed if they were trying to really harm Israel. It's too bizarre to me. Yeah. I don't quite understand what's going on over there now.
Yeah, well, it's crazy. And let me talk about the attack into Syria. And yes, it was at a diplomatic compound, but they were using it for military operations, terrorist operations, to conduct operations against Israel. That's one of the reasons that Israel believed that they needed to attack that particular place. And remember, they killed Quds Force commanders. That's that CIA special forces group that is, by the way, responsible for killing U.S. troops in Iraq, maiming hundreds of U.S. troops in Iraq, supplying the proxies, again, all of the attacks that have been happening across the Middle East against U.S. bases, and there's been well over 100, all came from the Quds Force, all came from these Quds Force commanders. And so it wasn't like there wasn't some extraordinary circumstances. And think about it. If you're already fighting Hamas, paid for by Iran, and now you have Quds Force trying to engage Hezbollah on their northern border to conduct operations against Israel, this was that proactive strike I think they believe they needed to make in order to stop those operational planning. And I think that's really important to put into context.
Well, it is. And our military forces did indeed shoot down a bunch of Iranian drones and missiles. But the president has made it clear that that's about what we'll do and nothing more. If Israel responds, I don't know how they don't respond. I mean, I just wish we weren't in the middle of it. But let's face it. When was the last time stuff was happening in the Middle East that we weren't in the middle of it?
Yeah, and we don't have to be. Engaged does not mean in the middle of it. Entangled absolutely does. The Biden administration has gotten us entangled in the Middle East.
Yeah, well, there's so many bad decisions. It's almost, it's not laughable, but it's almost, it's unbelievable, I guess is a better way to put it. Mike Rogers, former FBI agent, chairman of the U.S. Intelligence Committee, businessman, Republican Senate candidate, veteran, rogersforsenate.com. Rogersforsenate.com, a good place for you to visit to support Mike Rogers. Thank you, Mike.
Hey, thanks, Paul. It was great to see you the other night. Take care now.
It was great running into you. I ran into him twice, in fact. Yeah, that's unusual, but it was all good. As we continue, In Focus on WJR.